1230 AM, W255DN Wausau. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Officials are warning that winds are strong in Los Angeles, just as people are trying to get home to see if their home is even there. And it'll continue through Wednesday. Battalion Chief Eric Stamm is responding to the Palisades fire.
If you look at Pacific Coast Highway, the fire jumped 5 lanes. That's huge. That's massive. So that's the concern.
House Speaker Mike Johnson says he thinks aid from Congress to help California recover should be conditional.
I think there should probably be conditions on that aid. That's my personal view. We'll see what the consensus is.
But he did not go into detail. Tomorrow on Capitol Hill, President-elect Donald Trump's pick to lead the Pentagon, former Fox News personality Pete Hegseth, will have to publicly address scrutiny by Democrats over allegations from his past.
Hegseth has had a very rocky road. Allegations of sexual misconduct, allegations of fiscal mismanagement. They plan to pepper him with questions.
At CBS's Nancy Cordes in Washington. CBS News Brief. I'm Matt Piper.
I'm Brittany Merlot with WXCO News, your news roundup in a quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WXCO website at BullFallsRadio.com. For WXCO News, I'm Brittany Merlot. Wind chills are wicked today. Be sure to cover all exposed skin. Frostbite can happen in as little as 30 minutes. Frostbite symptoms can include pain, numbness, swelling, blisters, and skin discoloration. It's most commonly seen on your fingers, toes, nose, and ears. And it may lead to permanent, irreversible tissue damage. So limit your time outdoors and warm up your body often. If you believe that you have frostbite, go inside and seek shelter. And never rub it warm. You'll damage the freezing cells even further. And frostbite symptoms appear in 3 stages that include feeling cold, sore, and painful, which is frost nip, then pins and needles, which is surface frostbite, and lastly, numbness indicates a deep frostbite. And Wisconsin gets a C for its gun laws. Lisa Hale has more.
The balance of the legislature is changing, and some advocates hope that gun laws will get more attention. The Giffords Law Center compares a state's gun laws with that state's deadly outcomes. And according to Lindsay Nichols from the center, they find the same results every time. The stronger the state's gun laws, the lower the death rate. And the weaker the laws, the more people who die.
We know that these gun laws work, and there really is no reason why legislators shouldn't be taking action to prevent these tragedies.
While Wisconsin has enacted basic gun safety laws, she notes that the state could also pass bans on assault weapons or high-capacity magazines or lengthen the waiting time for a firearms purchase. She says the state could also benefit from red flag laws. Despite public pressure for new gun safety laws in 2020, Wisconsin has not passed any significant gun legislation in years. Democrats have tried unsuccessfully to introduce at least 30 gun safety measures since 2019.
The Packers lose to the Eagles. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers fell behind early and lost to the Eagles 22-10 to bring Green Bay's season to an end. Head coach Matt LaFleur.
You can't start the way we did and to fumble the opening kick and then turn it into a touchdown and be set down 7-0 from the jump. You know, it was obviously too much to overcome. But I appreciate the heck out of our guys in that locker room. Those guys show up every day with a great attitude, great energy, and compete. And I thought our guys competed to the final whistle.
Quarterback Jordan Love threw 3 interceptions in the game and was asked what happened to the Packers offense in losses to Minnesota, Chicago, and now Philadelphia.
I'm not sure. You know, it's something that we'll look at and figure out in the offseason to clean up. But, yeah, I mean, it's pretty much just comes down to executing and making plays out there and just wasn't good enough.
NBA, the Bucks losing to the Knicks 140-106. New York's Jalen Brunson with 41 points. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy and cold tonight, a low near 5 below, wind chills to 20 below. Sunny and up to 10 above for a high tomorrow. Warmer Wednesday with sun, low 20s. Continued warming Thursday and Friday, temps well into the 30s before much colder air returns for the weekend. Right now it's 1.
Tuesday night, it's a battle for first place in the Wisconsin Valley Conference in high school boys basketball as the Wausau West Warriors travel to Marshfield to take on the Tigers. Hear all the exciting action live on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app, starting with the pregame show at 7 and the opening tip at 7:15. Wausau West Basketball on 98.9 WXCO is brought to you by the Cloverbelt Credit Union, Red Robin Restaurants, Sun Printing, the Wausau West Athletic Department, Coast to Coast Marketing. It's Wausau West at Marshfield in high school boys basketball. Tuesday night, starting with pregame show at 7 and opening tip at 7:15. On 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. Our friend and colleague, Mr. Luke Mathers, will be in with a Tuesday Tangent with Lukester. What's grinding his gears and more. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio, WXCO. Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabach, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who likes to talk trash, but only when he's at the dump, Pete Schwabach.
Good evening, my fellow Wisconsinites. So great to be with you on this balmy Monday night here in the state of Wisconsin. A little chilly out there. Hope we can warm your night a little bit as you leave the day behind and, you know, be part of the show. We'll talk about some movies and TV tonight, maybe a little sports, some comedy, music. We're doing it all, and we're doing it on a very cold night. What better night to sit in and listen or watch the radio, for that matter? Gather the family around. Do it old school. Dad can put his pipe in. Mom can bring hot cocoa, and the kids can sprawl around the radio and listen to Nightlight. It's great to have you with me wherever you are joining us from in the great state of Wisconsin. We are broadcasting live from downtown Green Bay here at beautiful City Deck Landing. It is 8 degrees, Conrad, in Green Bay.
Yeah, not great.
I thought we were double digits. I can live with double digits. It's the single digits that really, I'm not going to lie, it really ticks me off.
Yeah, and there's a wind chill, too. You know, it's just...
What's the wind chill?
I don't know. I'm just what I felt out there before.
No, I mean, it was what cold. Does that mean? What does wind chill mean? No, I'm just kidding. hey, how you doing, bud? Did you have a good weekend?
It was good until Sunday.
Oh man. All right, put a button on the season for me. Let's get this out of the way. We'll have Mike on, I hope, at some point this week. Mike Clemens.
Yeah.
Our Civic Media Sports Authority, to kind of put a bow on the season. But yeah, again, they made the playoffs. Good team. I would imagine as a Packer fan, you're incredibly frustrated.
Well, I wasn't going into this game expecting like a win per se, because I mean, the Eagles are just a great team.
Yeah.
But just the performance we put out there, it looked like no one wanted to be out on that football field.
It was a little lackluster. I will admit that as well.
Also a lot of injuries on that. I think the total at the end of the game was like 8 people for the Packers went out.
Listen, I pulled a hammy watching the game. It was just bad all the way around for people from Wisconsin. No, it was. Every time you turned around, it looked like there was a Packer on the floor or on the ground, you know, being injured. So not a good day for the Packers. But who's catching the most heat, LaFleur or Love?
I mean, I've been on Twitter for, I don't know why. I've been
because you just like to be ticked off. Yeah, I get it.
And a lot of people are blaming Love, but it's like it's a second year. He's been dealing with injuries all season. He didn't have a wide receiver for half of that game, pretty much. He had to go to the fourth and fifth string receivers. Tucker Kraft was out there, so that was still good. But, yeah, I wouldn't put it on Jordan Love.
Well, yeah, I'm not saying he's without fault, but you don't ditch the guy after basically 2 years and one, you know, you have to kind of... You got to see where it goes. You can't throw in the towel yet, obviously. Oh,
a lot of people are saying he's not worth the money, but
I know. And there's things about LaFleur too. Yeah. It's like, I don't know. It's a tough one. But there's always fingers pointing when a team loses. So
it's just someone to blame because you're mad,
right?
And at the end of the day, it's the whole organization's fault.
It sounds like you need a little nightlight tonight, buddy. You need to put the day behind.
I need a, yeah, I do.
You need a little, some showbiz talks and movies and TV. Hey, we have a really fun show for you guys tonight. I'm very excited to have Jordan Tresky on the show tonight. He's going to join me at 6:35 and talk about a book he wrote called Building the Milwaukee Bucks. You can pre-order it now. It's not out yet unless you pre-order, but Jordan's an interesting guy who also hosts a podcast about the Bucks. I'm sorry, about the Packers, and it's called Packers GSPN. So we'll talk to Jordan. Maybe he can help Conrad through his pain tonight. That would be maybe good therapy.
Well, we'll just talk about the Bucks. We don't need to talk about Packers anymore. Just no Packers.
Well, yeah, we'll see. We shall see. But Jordan will be here at 6:35. And then at 7:20, Victoria Davis. She's a freelance award-winning writer who also writes for the Cap Times. She does some animation. She does really, really solid work. She's written for the Isthmus in Madison, and she does great work at the Capital Times. She did an article on Nightlight just a few weeks ago, and I thought she'd make a great guest. I really enjoyed my talk with Victoria. So we'll talk about some TV and movies with Victoria. She's got some connections to LA, and we're going to just dip our toe a little bit into the talk about the fires, because there's a GoFundMe being set up, and there's people that, you know, I think we all have, not all of us, but a lot of us know people in LA, and we'll find out if there's a way we can help, and Victoria will help us with that too. But she's a really fun guest. She'll be here at 7:20. Some birthdays today that kind of led us to our question of the night. We have Liam Hemsworth. Who did he play, Conrad? He was a superhero, right?
Was it, I think it was Chris.
It's Chris that plays Thor.
Yeah.
But Liam plays something, right? He looks like a superhero.
I forget if he does play or anything.
In Orlando Bloom.
But, oh, that's where I know him mostly from, is from Hunger Games.
Helmsworth?
Yeah, Liam.
Yeah, okay. So, those two guys have birthdays. Liam Hemsworth is 35, brother of Chris Hemsworth. That's a hunky family, boy. That's a lot of hunk right there. They're both movie stars. Doesn't that make you sick, kind of? Like, two good-looking brothers, and they're both having the time of their lives.
Yeah.
And they're talented. They're not, you know, they're good actors. Was it, I always get the two of them confused, though. One of them was in Furiosa this summer and was great.
I think that was Chris.
Was that Chris? Yeah. Liam's got some big shoes to fill. His older brother probably intimidates him. Orlando Bloom turns 48 today. So that leads us, ladies and gentlemen, to our question of the night.
Let's talk about the question.
Okay, question.
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 Pregunta.
Question.
Question.
Hey, I have a question.
Questions.
This question.
Domanda.
Question.
Question.
Questions.
What is your favorite superhero movie? We've done superhero before, but we've never covered an entire movie. So tonight's question is, what is your favorite superhero movie? This will be a fun one. Let us know at 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. You can also text us on the app. The Civic Media app is so easy to use. Nightlight is on statewide, so just pull us up on any one of the stations or your home station and click the little text icon right next to the station and let us know your favorite superhero movie. Conrad, how can people watch the radio tonight?
Yeah, so we're on Facebook, Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, WISS-WGBW. YouTube, Civic Media, or WGBW, and on Twitter, Civic Media, or WGBW.
It's fun to watch the radio.
Yeah.
I'm sitting here, but I try to be animated. Sometimes I get my hands going.
You talk with your hands, yes.
I got a nice shirt on tonight. I'm not wearing the Jimmy Pardo favorite from the Tim Walz collection. That was a brutal moment. So let us know. And you know what, folks? We are being hounded. Amanda Nimmer does such a great job here. In Northeast Wisconsin, specifically with WGBW and WISS, but also on the network. She gets our stuff out there, promotes the show. She is telling us, and we don't say no to Amanda. What are we, 9 likes away from 300 likes?
I think we're
like, close.
Yeah, we're closer right than that, actually.
We're closer. Okay, and we're 3 follows away from 600. So we've added like a like a day and 2 follows a day since we've been on the air, roughly. So if you're close to your computer or whatever device you're on, folks, or whatever platform, give us a like or a follow if you don't mind. It would make us look good to Amanda. Listen, I like getting likes and follows too, but I do feel weird. I feel like I'm kind of like panhandling.
You got to do it, though. You got to do it. You have to. That's everything now with social media. So if you're close to a like, a thumbs up, a follow, or whatever, we would sure appreciate it, folks. It would be outstanding. And, you know, I got to tell you, remember last week when I was holding the ticket up? Yeah. Okay, so this really irritates me.
Oh, no.
So last week, I held up a ticket I got at our parking structure here, which is a lovely parking structure. As parking structures go, it's top 5 percentile.
I mean, yeah, there's some plants in there.
Relatively clean, some plants, fully accessible garbage cans. It's a lovely facility. However, when I parked there about, well, I can tell you exactly when it was. It was December 27th. I pulled in. Nobody was in there. So I kind of parked a little sort of askew so I wouldn't have to back out. And I thought, I'll save myself 4 seconds when I leave. Time is precious. So I was kind of inching into the next parking spot. Well, I got a ticket. And it said because I took up more than one spot, which I did. Full disclosure, I'm guilty. I did what the parking person said I did.
I knew it.
Okay. You didn't have anything to do with that, did you? Citizen's arrest. So I got a ticket. So a couple days ago, I sit down to pay bills. Usually, how much time do you think you have typically, Conrad, to pay a ticket?
It's, well, I know because I've gotten a ticket out here.
All right, pretend you haven't.
How much time? I mean, I know that there's 4 different things on there. It says, you know, give it at least 20 days, I'd feel like.
Okay, exactly.
That they shouldn't upcharge it.
Most places, I think, give you 30 days, at least 2 weeks. I go to pay. Since I didn't pay it by January 1st, it went from $32 up to $44. Because who pays a ticket within 3 days? You either pay it immediately or you wait a week or two when you sit down to pay your bills and you pay it. $44. It went up $12 because I didn't pay it within 3 days. And here's my other issue. It was pretty much a victimless crime. And again, I was in the wrong. I broke the law. But you could leave a note and say, hey, man, it's the holidays. I'm the parking guy. Next time, don't take up 2 spaces. Even though there was no one else in the 12,000 square foot parking structure. He could have done that, right? And maybe, I would have said, yeah.
Maybe the parking guy wanted to park there.
I took his favorite spot. But it's weird. It's like, that's all he had to do. And I would have said, oh, no problem. Yeah. I didn't know that was a law. I didn't even know they monitored that place.
Yeah. Have you seen, if you keep going down that list of how much it goes up, I think it gets up to like $100 or something like that.
Yeah, after a month, you're at 12 grand. So that was kind of crazy. So this is exciting. We have, you know, it would be nice if the Packers were still alive because we've got Anders Lindell coming on the show.
Yeah.
Wednesday to talk about his movie Green and Gold. Well, if you guys remember, Craig T. Nelson sang the national anthem at Lambeau last week. Anders, a pretty big time movie coming out. He's got some star power in it, and I guess it's going to be released wide, right?
Yeah, nationwide, yep.
That's exciting. So that's Wednesday night. The Night Stalker dropped tonight, too. Let's talk about that next. And we've got some Julie Louis-Dreyfus news, too, and a really funny clip. That's all coming up next. We're going to talk some Milwaukee Bucks at 6:35. Jordan Tresky will be here. 7:20, Capital Times writer. Victoria Davis will be here. What's your favorite superhero movie, folks? Get involved. Don't sit on the sidelines. Let us know. That's our question of the night. This is Pete Schwab and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio, WXCO, Wausau's home for the Todd Allball Show.
Have you outgrown your health insurance plan? The number one reason we all change our health insurance is price. Are you paying too much for your health insurance? Would you like to have better coverage at a better rate? Take a few minutes right now and find out if you can save money or even qualify for zero-cost health insurance in your state. Call now.
800-693-9308. 800-693-9308. 693-9308. That's 800-693-9308.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people.
As we approach the 15th anniversary of the U.S. Supreme Court's Citizens United decision, we consider the estimated $15.9 billion spent in the 2024 campaign. While still tallying up the total, Money in Politics watchdog Open Secrets estimates the 2024 election cycle was the costliest ever, surpassing 2020's $15.1 billion. For context, the $15.9 billion estimate is larger than the state budgets of New Hampshire, Vermont, and Idaho combined. Only 24% of political contributions to candidates were small donations of $200 or less, down from 30% in 2020. When you consider contributions to PACs and other outside spending, that percentage drops further with only 16% from small donors. The top 1% of donors, they contributed an estimated 50% of all political contributions. That means by far, our elections are not funded by citizens who actually vote, but by wealthy special interests and corporations whose interests may not align with the majority of voters. Open Secrets projects that outside spending alone, mostly by super PACs, will reach $5 billion. Now that the election is over, it's the inaugural fund setting records. The New York Times reports that donors to the Trump inaugural have contributed over $170 million. More on that tomorrow. We have more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org.
Full Falls Radio, WXCO.
That's some serious music right there, Conrad. Thank you. Don't you wish your life always had background music?
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Like when I'm parking my car and I'm just inching into the next spot, maybe some eerie kind of ominous background music.
Badass music. Yeah. That's what it is.
I'm a badass. I'm a lawbreaker. Man, I don't know what I am doing on LinkedIn, but I am still on a roll on LinkedIn, according to my email. And I was last week, too. I don't know what the heck I'm doing there because I never sign in. But apparently, I am quite a guy when it comes to LinkedIn.
I got 10 new notifications today.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Messages or follows or what?
You know, actually, it's crazy because every software or every platform now, there's bots on there, you know?
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
And I've gotten so many messages on LinkedIn.
And that's bots on LinkedIn?
Yeah.
Oh,
really? That's what sucked when I was out of college and I was looking for work. I get a message. I'm like, oh, let's go. And
here we go. LFG, so, baby.
It's a long message. I'm just like, at the end of it, I'm like, awesome. Fake again.
Or it's someone from the team at LinkedIn telling you, hey, pay me $400 a month and I'll get your name out there.
Hey, thanks for joining LinkedIn.
Right. Yeah, I don't need that. Monica in Mount Horeb says, too hard to choose between Wonder Woman, Black Panther, and Captain America. Wow, I thought Wonder Woman was amazing. I loved Gal Gadot. She is so fantastic. Loved Black Panther. I don't know what is going to happen to that franchise because Black Panther passed away.
Yeah.
I'm completely blanking on his name. We'll Google. Captain America, I saw and I liked. It was fine. I want to say my top superhero movies are Batman Begins.
Oh, okay.
Because I thought finally a superhero movie where there's some badassery and it's not trying to appeal to 6-year-olds and adults and everybody's happy and it's crazy CGI. Batman Begins was the first superhero film I saw, mainstream anyway, that I loved. And then this weekend, I watched a film based on a comic book I thought I had seen, but I hadn't seen it yet. And it's called The Old Guard with Charlize Theron. Have you seen that?
I haven't seen it, but I've heard of it.
Really good. And, you know, my wife and I made dinner and she's like, why don't we just watch the beginning of this? Because we didn't know what to watch. And I said, okay, fine. We've already seen it before. As it turns out, I hadn't seen it. I meant to watch it. Whatever thought I'd watch it, never did. Ended up watching the whole movie. Really good. And it's about a group of people that are almost immortal. They've lived through centuries and fought the bad guys when it comes to, like, you know, keeping the creation of the polio vaccine out there and fighting against the people in the Crusades, all kinds of stuff. And now they're going head to head with a guy who is the head of a big pharma company and wants to get their DNA because they live so long. Really good movie. Action movie. Well-reviewed on Rotten Tomatoes. I always go to RT. Check it out first. But Monica in Mount Horeb says, Black Panther, Wonder Woman, and Captain America, all great films. Annie from Watertown says, the start of superhero stuff in my life, Christopher Reeves as Superman was awesome. You know what, Annie? I would have said that too when I was younger. And I love that. That film really had a profound effect on me in terms of superheroes, because I wasn't really a superhero kid, but that was just fantastic. I just don't think, like, compared to the new ones with the CGI, I don't know that it holds up for me personally, but very influential. Great choice. Annie continues saying there just hadn't been anything like it. George Reeves, TV runs, TV reruns, and then this truly great casting. He was unique. Yeah, Christopher Reeve was a phenomenal Superman. Tom from New Berlin says, must have been a ticket quota. You just hit it on a slow night. Yeah, if there was a ticket quota to be met, this guy must have walked into the garage and saw my car and said, oh, yeah, here we go.
Here we go.
It's going to be a good month. You might be right about that, Tom. Eric from Lodi says, mine is V for Vendetta. I have not seen that. You see that movie, K-Man?
I actually haven't, no.
No. My wife just sent the text, too. She says, the old guard. Look at that, because we just watched it. She says, best superheroes, best warriors, smart movie. They are considered superheroes. Because they don't wear capes, and they don't have crazy superpowers. They are warriors. They know how to fight. But, yeah, they are based on a comic book, I believe, anyway. Steve from Florida says, talking live with Grandma Krieger in Florida. Conrad, your grandma's in Florida?
Yep. She's at my, nice. At my parents' house.
Steve says, our favorite superhero movie is the original Superman movies starring Christopher Reeve. Another vote for Christopher Reeve tonight. Yeah, can't argue with that. That's a good one, Steve. Hello to Grandma Krieger. So your mom and dad will be passing on messages from your grandma tonight as opposed to Aunt Carla?
Yeah.
Is that how that works? Okay, fair enough. As long as we hear from her, I don't care. Eric from Lodi says, followed by The Incredibles.
Oh, yeah.
V for Vendetta and then The Incredibles. Love The Incredibles. I don't even think of that as a superhero movie. That's funny. Jim from Appleton says, we will make you believe a man can fly is my favorite line from a superhero trailer. That being said, my favorite superhero movie is the first Chris Hemsworth Thor. I don't know if I ever saw Thor all the
it's
way
It's so good.
It is good, though. Yeah, I liked it. As usual, Jim crushes it. Kate in the 715 says, Wonder Woman. I'm going to add Wonder Woman to my list, too, because Gal Gadot, she's so great.
Yeah.
And Black Panther's up there, too. Kate also says Black Panther. And then Kate says Alderman. I think she might mean Aquaman. Kate is on a roll. Spider-Man, she says. Batman, she's naming all the superheroes. Thank you, Kate, from the 715. Those are great answers. I still go Batman Begins. Sherry from Horicon says, my kids and I used to live in a musical. From when we would wake up until like 10 a.m., Every once a month, no superhero movie. Oh, my dad. I think I follow that, Sherry. Sherry was excited when she wrote that. She put four hearts. Emojis don't lie. Thank you very much, Sherry. Sherry says, home movies. There we go. Because your dad was a superhero, Sherry, I'm guessing. Is that what you meant? It's a pretty good answer. She says, he passed a year and a half ago. Sorry to hear that, Sherry. Sherry, you are the new hero in your family. And you're certainly a hero here at Nightlight. Thank you for chiming in. Great to hear from all of you. Oh, Anna and Madison says, hi, Pete and Conrad. I agree with Annie. Christopher Reeve in Superman was a great movie. All right. If this was a race, it'd be neck and neck.
I'm going to put one in for the first Iron Man. Oh, that's my favorite.
Film. Yeah, that was a great one. Sherry sent even more hearts. Sherry's back in full force. Hey, this is a great night for you guys to be with us. It's freezing outside. Let's just sit inside and listen to the radio and talk about the things that make us happy, movies and TV. And next, we're going to talk about a book with its author. Jordan Tresky joins me to talk about his book, Building the Milwaukee Bucks. You've got Nightlight with Peach Wabba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio, WXCO, Wausau's home for Up North News Radio.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For WXCO News, I'm Brittany Merlau. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers announced record enrollment through the Affordable Care Act in Wisconsin. Over 306,000 residents have enrolled in the program this year, a more than 40,000-person increase over last year's record. Those numbers could continue to climb as well, with the open enrollment period open until Wednesday. Anyone interested in enrolling can find out more information on wiscovered.com. And you can explore your coverage options on healthcare.gov. And there is a lot of excitement brewing over the NFL draft that is coming to Green Bay in just over 3 months. Lisa Hale has more.
People are listing their homes on sites such as Airbnb and Vrbo to make a little cash. Michael Friedman with Simple Life Hospitality, which manages vacation properties, says don't cut corners. Make sure you get the proper permits through your local municipality.
People are getting cited already. They're getting their initial warning letter from the city of Green Bay stating that your home is listed and it does not have the proper permitting.
Friedman says Green Bay is not the only local municipality that is checking permits, so it's best to do everything by the book.
If people think they're going to get away with trying to do this and skate by not having the proper licensing and permitting and they're not going to get caught, I will tell everyone who's listening or watching, don't do it. You're going to get caught and you're going to get busted. And then ultimately you're going to get fined and it is going to be significant.
The NFL draft comes to Green Bay April 24th through the 26th.
And gas prices fell nearly 4 cents last week. The average across the state today is $2.79. Officials at Gas Buddy say the cold temperatures could impact prices if refiners face disruptions. Gas prices in central Wisconsin today range from $2.72 to $2.89. I'm Brittany Merlau for WXCO News.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. After meeting on the set of School of Rock over 2 decades ago, two students are tying the knot. When they were just 10 years old, Angelo Massagli, also referred to as Tough Guy in the film, and Caitlin Hale, a.k.a. Blondie, met while auditioning for the Jack Black film. The child actors connected again in 2018. By then, they had both left acting behind. Massagli is a lawyer, and Hale is now an OBGYN sonographer. The paths we take. Zombie and/or Cillian Murphy fans might be upset to know that the actor will not appear in the film 28 years later. There was speculation Cillian's character Jim might be in the new installment when a preview dropped with a zombie that had striking similarities to Murphy. The Oscar-winning Oppenheimer star confirmed he is not in the new film, but is open to appearing in future 28-day films. This third installment is actually the first film in a new trilogy. 28 years later opens in June of this year. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy and cold tonight, a low near 5 below, wind chills to 20 below. Sunny and up to 10 above for a high tomorrow. Warmer Wednesday with sun, low 20s. Continued warming Thursday and Friday, temps well into the 30s before much colder air returns for the weekend. Right now, it's zero.
Tonight, the Wausau West High School hockey team looks to extend their win streak to 6 games in a row, traveling to Chippewa Falls to take on the Cardinals. Hear all the exciting action live on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app, starting with the pregame show at 6:50 and the opening face-off at 7 p.m. Wausau West Hockey on 98.9 WXCO is brought to you by the Cloverbelt Credit Union, Red Robin Restaurants, Sun Printing, the Wausau West Athletic Department, Coast to Coast Marketing, and the Wausau West Hockey Booster Club. It's Wausau West at Chippewa Falls and High School Hockey. Tonight, starting with the pregame show at 6:50, opening face-off at 7 p.m. on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app.
Pat Kreitlow.
Tuesday, we'll talk about Wisconsin agricultural tourism. It's a big growing industry with planning underway for this year that includes a big old corn maze challenge.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
From Lodi, she's in the 608. She says, favorite superhero movies, can't pick one. First, Wonder Woman. first Black Panther, Christopher Reeve's first Superman, and V for Vendetta. They are so amazing and masterpiece stories with the perfect casts in them. It sounds like you did okay, Judy, for someone who couldn't pick one. Yeah, those are all great. And all have already been named tonight. That's crazy that people are going right for the same movies. I guess there's a reason they're so popular. Keep those texts coming, folks. Great to hear from you guys. Always more fun when you're part of the show. What is your favorite superhero movie? We got some superhero birthdays today in the acting world. I said Batman Begins. I added Wonder Woman. And I went with The Old Guard, which, as I understand it, they're based on a comic book, and I'm going to qualify them as superhero movies. All right, Victoria Davis from the Capital Times will be here at 7:20. We'll talk movies and TV, and she's got some an inside track on the LA fires. We'll talk to her a little bit about that. Right now, joining me on Nightlight for the first time, very excited to have this guy on the show. He wrote a book called Building the Milwaukee Bucks, and he also hosts a podcast about the Packers. He's very tied into journalism and Wisconsin sports, and he joins us now on the stream, Jordan Tresky. Jordan, how are you?
Hello, I'm doing very well. How about you?
Doing great. It's nice to meet you. And it's nice that we met on Blue Sky, which you're the first person I've had back and forth with on that app, actually. It was so easy. I loved it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was very easy. It was great.
Well, welcome to the show. How's it going? How are you doing tonight?
Doing pretty good. Can't complain.
Good. You got a whole setup there because you're a podcast host. I love that. And you sound great. Thanks for being here. So, all right, you're obviously a huge Wisconsin sports fan. I don't know if you heard the show at the top of the hour or at the top of the show, but we were lamenting the Packers' loss. Conrad is a diehard Packer fan. You also host a Packers podcast. Let's get your take on that. Help Conrad through this. What is your take on what happened yesterday?
It was obviously tough, but it didn't come as a surprise. Yeah, I mean, I think a lot of the signs that we saw with this team, it just kind of felt like, whether it was injury or whether it was the, you know, Jordan Love just not being himself or just kind of riding the waves of ups and downs, it's never broke right in the right way that we kind of expected going into the year. And then I think a big part of it too is that the NFC just got a lot better. Their division just got finished third place with an 11-6 record. It's like, it's tough to beat all the outside factors, and then when internally things aren't as good as we wanted them to be to going in the year, I think it just kind of all factored into just a terrible loss like yesterday.
It's such a weird thing that happened in the NFC North too, because the Vikings got it right with their hire and with their GM hire and their head coach. Detroit has been this work in progress for 3 or 4 years now. They're crushing it. I mean, the Packers were the class of the conference for a while, and now they're still good, but it is a very tough division. What would you do if you were, like, let's say this offseason, what would you do, Jordan, if you could pick? Would you go hard at free agency? Where would you go in the draft? How would you address what the Packers need?
I think the big thing for them is that, you know, free agency is always this kind of white whale. We always want them to go after the big fish, but they're very choosy or selective with when they do that. When they do that in recent years, like getting Xavier McKinney, Josh Jacobs, those guys paid off for them in big ways this year. It's like, how do you keep going younger? I would probably say maybe go after someone, you know, maybe a wide receiver one or someone with kind of the caliber that can help elevate this team and keep them going on the right track so they can contend for a Super Bowl, so they can win the division. So I think going younger is not necessarily the move that I would make, but this is, you know, my thoughts 24 hours after they lose
right.
in an embarrassing fashion.
it's weird because, I mean, just, you know, they are so young. I think they're the youngest team in the league. You've got a young head coach. Maybe you need another Reggie White, a veteran presence, to come in and kind of light the fire under some guys. Not that they didn't play hard, but it just seems like that wouldn't be the wrong choice either. What would you do in the draft, do you think?
That's really tough. I mean, I think the biggest thing that they'll have to – I mean, they're at that crossroads with Jair Alexander where he's playing half of the games over the last 3 years. He's had some injuries. They're paying – big money to be a leader on this team, and when you can't play, it's like that kind of just takes your effect on what this team can do,
right?
So I think going after improving their secondary, getting maybe another top level cornerback would help them with a defense that's certainly on the rise. I mean, everybody's going to be like, get weapons for Jordan Love. I mean, everybody lamented that when Aaron Rodgers was around and they didn't get a wide receiver in the first round, but that didn't matter much when you're getting Jordy Nelson, Davante Adams, guys that could still certainly help. But I think it's just going to be really tough if you just want to keep adding talent in the right way and help elevate this team that's, like you mentioned, they're still so young that the clock is still very early on a lot of these guys, but that can turn on a dime and yeah. very fast.
Well said. All right, tell listeners how they can find your Packers podcast. It's Packers GSPN. Am I getting that right?
Yes. So it's called Talk of the Tundra. It's Packers GSPN on X. Our Substack page is the GSPN Eurostep Podcast Network. It has our Bucks podcast, our Packers podcast, and our Brewers podcast. So we have all the big Wisconsin pro sports teams covered in that way.
All right, let's get to your book, Building the Milwaukee Bucks. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Oscar Robertson, and the Rapid Rise of an NBA Franchise, 1968 to 1975. I found this really interesting today, reading up just on the book, and I didn't realize that the Bucks won a championship that early on in their franchise's history. That is insane to me. But let's get into that. But tell us about Building the Milwaukee Bucks.
So, I mean, I can go back to kind of the origins. I've talked and written about the Bucks for like a decade. I started at Behind the Buck Pass, which is like a fan-sided, it's kind of like a personal team blog of basically what I've been doing for the last 2 years, but that's where I was housed for many years. And that's where like a lot of my love of Bucks history really started, and really writing about things. I got to shout out Adam McGee. He's from Ireland, and ran the site for many years. And he put out this posting of, hey, I'm looking for writers. I'm looking for people that will talk about the Bucks. And I, respond to that. And 10 years later, here we are. We co-host a podcast about the Bucks and still going. But nice. So yeah, that's where it all started. And then when they won the championship in 21, it was always like these things that we've been talking about and writing about for years of, it's obviously like big names that you talk about. And it's just like, that felt like the perfect opportunity to kind of really go back and explore just how it was when they won the first time. And it was, as you would read in this book, it was a very different atmosphere for a lot of reasons. And big part was the Bucks were just so new, and the NBA wasn't certainly not as established as they are now. So it just kind of made for like, they just got so good so fast. And I think a lot of people just had to catch up to that really quickly.
That's crazy. And it sounds like there are parallels there between the 71 champs and the 2021 champs. How did they get, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar and Oscar Robertson? Did they just come through the draft?
So Kareem was kind of the big fish that at the time, the NBA is certainly looking at him as the next star. And at the time, the ABA, which is rivaling like the big rival to the NBA, they're looking at Kareem as this is the guy that's going to legitimize our league and help, at the very least force a merger or even take over the NBA. So there is this bidding war. Like there's two levels to this where the Bucks obviously had to win the coin flip, which back at the time, the first overall pick was determined by a coin flip. So they had to win the rights to him to draft him in the NBA, and then they had to do the bidding war with the ABA, which is pulling all their money together just to get Kareem to come to their league and play for the Nets. They were giving him like, ownership rights to the franchise, like pulling out all the stops to get him. And so, yeah, that was part of like the craziness of just getting Kareem to Milwaukee. And then Oscar was very much like on the other side of it, where he played for the Cincinnati Royals. They, for a good while there, they kind of just ran up against the Celtics, who won, I believe it's like 8 titles out of 10 years. So basically throughout the 60s, the Royals are kind of the second banana or the team that just, they're never going to get to the finals.
Yeah.
And then Oscar is playing for so long and he's getting older and they're kind of viewing him as we want to trade him. We want to move on from him. And so it's this very contentious exit for him and the team that he picks. He looks at the Bucks. They improve from 27 wins in their first year to 56 wins when Kareem comes. And he's looking at them as, I want to play with them. they're going to be my best chance of winning a championship. And then the next year they win it. So it's just crazy how all these like dominoes just like happened so in quick succession of one another.
It's like a perfect storm.
Yeah, truly.
My guest is Jordan Tresky. He is the author of Building the Milwaukee Bucks, which is now available for pre-sale, right? Tell us how people can get the book, Jordan. I know it's not totally out yet, but they can order it, correct?
Yes. So there's, you can certainly find it on Amazon. My publisher, McFarlane & Company, who have been super supportive and super great throughout this process, they just put it up on their website as well. So both McFarlane's direct website and Amazon will have pre-order capabilities.
All right. Let's talk about Oscar Robertson. I feel like he doesn't get – this is a guy who I believe he averaged a triple-double for a season. Like, he was a phenomenal player. Michael Jordan always talks about how Oscar Robertson was his hero growing up. But I don't hear his name mentioned much as far as NBA all-time greats goes. It's what – And you're saying he was at the end of his career, sort of, or on the downside of it when he came to the Bucks?
Yeah, so he played about a decade for the Royals, and then when he comes to the Bucks, he finishes out his last four seasons, but isn't like he's not doing, you know, averaging triple double during that time. He's more of kind of the supporting guy, but the floor general, the leader of the team that in a lot of ways. So it's a fading Oscar Robertson, but he means so much in so many different ways, not just for the Bucks, but for the NBA itself.
That's interesting. You also mention in the synopsis of the book I read that Kareem, who I think was still Lou Alcindor, correct, when he was here?
Yes.
Okay. He was not happy or not comfortable, I should say, being the face of the franchise. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, so that is part of, like, I would describe it as like the heart of the book, is that you have Kareem's side of it where he comes to Milwaukee. It's a place that he's not very familiar. I believe it, you know, he talks about the only reason why he knew Milwaukee is that the Braves, who when they were in Milwaukee played against the Brooklyn Dodgers the New York Yankees in the 1957 World Series. So it's a place that he's not very familiar with. And as he learns, it's a place that, you know, at the time, Milwaukee was just out of the race riots in 1967. It's a very different community, a different atmosphere that he's very used to. So it's very much like when he comes to town, people are looking at him as like, it's Kareem or Lou Alcindor at the time. He's this very famous person. And he was very uncomfortable with being a celebrity and having, you know, personal space invaded. Like, it's crazy. Like, when I was doing all this work, you know, you're reading these newspaper listings and they're putting out his address in the newspaper.
Whoa.
And it's like, whoa, like I they're not doing that with Giannis these days, you know, right. Like, or Jordan Love or Aaron Rodgers once upon a time. It's just like, it's a very different atmosphere. I think for me, you know, I'm 32 years old, soon to be 33. I did not watch Kareem Abdul-Jabbar play for the Bucks. I'm not that old, but going back and kind of getting used to how people were covered at the time, it's just a very different atmosphere. And certainly, like, I could very much like equate to like someone that feels like so much is bearing on him, and he's viewed as this guy that's going to save the NBA or save pro basketball. Like, there's so much in his life at that time that makes it him so compelling for a lot of reasons. And then we just mentioned, it's like he changes his religion. He converts to Islam right after they win the title. He announces that he wants to be only referred to as Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. And that's met very, you know, not very well at the time. And it just adds to kind of the mystique or kind of the characterization as someone that was very devoid or aloof. That's often how he was referred to at the time.
Let's pick it up there. We got to do a very short break. Jordan Tresky is here. He's the author of Building the Milwaukee Bucks. We're talking about Lou Alcindor, and we'll have more on that when we come back. This is Nightlight with Pete Schwabe on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Yeah.
It's time for Wausau West Warrior High School Hockey on 98.9 WXCO. Online at WXCO.fm. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Warriors Hockey is brought to you by the Cloverbelt Credit Union, Red Robin Restaurants, Sun Printing, the Wausau West Athletic Department, the Wausau West Hockey Booster Club, and Coast to Coast Marketing. It's now time for Wausau West Hockey on your home for the Warriors, 98.9 WXCO.
And good evening and welcome to Wausau West Warrior High School Hockey on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Tonight, it's a non-conference game between a pair of teams that could face off in the upcoming playoffs, both teams part of the same Division I sectional, as the Wausau West Warriors take on the Chippewa Falls Cardinals. From the Chippewa Ice Arena, I'm Chad Holmes. Well, Wausau West comes in playing some of their best hockey of the season. They carry a five-game win streak into this one, including three wins in 3 days late last week. On Thursday night in the Wisconsin Valley Conference, the Warriors defeated Wisconsin Rapids by a score of 6-1. Then at the Wausau West Hockey Showcase on Saturday and on Friday and Saturday, they won a pair of games as well. The Warriors on Friday night defeated Eau Claire Memorial by a score of 3-0. And then on Saturday, the Warriors came from behind in the third period to defeat Middleton by a score of 5-4. So the Warriors now have an overall record of 11 wins and 4 losses. They are in second place in the Wisconsin Valley Conference at 4-1. Meantime, their opponents, Chippewa Falls, has had a bit of a up-and-down season. They started off up with a couple of wins. They had a stretch where they lost 7 of 8 games, and now they've won 2 games in a row. Chippewa Falls is 5-7-1 overall. They are currently in fourth place in the Big Rivers Conference at 3-2-1. So Wausau West taking on Chippewa Falls. Coming up next, we will hear the pregame comments of the head coach of the Wausau West Warriors. I'll be talking to B.J. Brandt coming up next. This is Wausau West Hockey on 98.9 WXCO.
Looking for the best in website design and digital marketing? Look no further than Coast to Coast Marketing, Central Wisconsin's number one choice. We're not just about building great websites, we're about building our community too. That's why for every website you purchase, we'll donate 10% of the sale to the school of your choice. Imagine growing your business while giving back to local schools. It's a win-win. Visit c2cmarketing.com or call 715-379-7460 today and make a difference with your business and your community.
The Wausau West Hockey Booster Club is a proud supporter of our broadcast of Warrior Hockey on 98.9 WXCO. The Wausau West Hockey Booster Club would also like to thank their program sponsors for helping support the Wausau West Hockey Program and the Wausau West Hockey Invitational. Those sponsors include Gold Line Golf and Hockey and Troy's TikTok. Please pay a visit to those businesses and thank them for their support of Wausau West Warrior Hockey.
Hungry for flavor-packed fun?
Dive into Red Robin's sizzling burgers, mouth-watering fries, and endless options.
Or maybe you're craving the perfect slice.
Then it's Donato's Pizza, your passport to pizza perfection.
Order now and treat yourself to an unforgettable taste experience.
Red Robin and Donato's Pizza, 2255 48 Rib Mountain Drive in Wausau.
Call 715-301-0019 or log on redrobin.com.
Red Robin and Donato's Pizza. Yum.
Wausau West Warrior High School Hockey continues on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Tonight, it's a non-conference affair. The Warriors on the road for a makeup game against Chippewa Falls. From the Chippewa Ice Arena, I'm Chad Holmes, joined by head coach B.J. Brandt. And coach,
Well, you get one day off and then right back at it. Obviously, it was a busy end of the week. Games on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. And going into it, you knew it would be a challenge, but in the end, you were able to win all three of the hockey games. I guess taking it as a whole in terms of coming off, again, a break after the tournament in Green Bay. What did you like about what you saw from your team generally in those three games?
Well, we had a little bit of a break before the Rapids game, so I just expected we'd be a little bit rusty. And we were a little rusty early on, but found a way to play well, especially in the third period there, and did some really good things. And then, honestly, we played probably our most complete game of the year against Eau Claire Memorial on Friday. And then I felt like we survived a little bit on Saturday against Middleton. Middleton, we made some back to our catastrophic mistakes that we made defensively. And they were able to capitalize on it. But I liked our resiliency. We bounced back a little bit. We got down in the third period and found ways to win a game that, you know, I felt like we should have won because of how we played. We missed a couple, you know, bunnies, if you will, in the second period that I think our guys want to make sure they finish today. I think that it was overall, you look at that three-day window, it was a little bit of progression where we kind of peaked in the middle there against Eau Claire Memorial. Didn't necessarily take a step back, but we didn't do some things as well as we had the night before.
And during the course of any stretch, you're going to have adversity. And something you said in the post game that you haven't done it in a while is to come from behind and win the hockey game in the third period. I mean, that has to be just a huge building block for your guys.
Yeah, I was most proud of that because we could have folded. I mean, momentum wasn't on our side. We had a bunch of bad shifts in a row there, and they were able to capitalize. And for our guys to come back, execute on the power play late in the game, like those are things you have to do and signs of a team that's maturing and hopefully understanding what's needed to be done and how good we can be. And that's been a lot of the talk with the guys, you know, when we're together. I mean, we had one day off. We didn't skate yesterday, and we just talk about where are we going and how we're going to get there. And I felt like we've been on a pretty good progression here the last couple of weeks.
We often talk about the strength of your sectional, and Chippewa Falls in recent years has become one of those teams. I mean, obviously, I think for many years people are talking about Hudson and Eau Claire Memorial, Superior to a certain extent, Stevens Point, Wausau West going back. This program has really come on the last, what, 5-6 years or so, hasn't it?
Yeah, they've had a bunch of good kids back-to-back-to-back. You know, when you look at this year's group, I think they're building a little bit. They're playing some better hockey than they did early. You know, they won a couple games early and had a bad stretch, and then, you know, they're starting to play a little bit better. I think they're healthy now, and I think that helps them. They're a little inexperienced in certain spots, and obviously you hope to take advantage of some of that tonight, but their goaltending has been good. You know, they've had good goaltending all year, and we've struggled at times against good goaltending, so hopefully tonight something will give a little bit and we'll be able to solve that.
And I was going to ask you about that aspect of it, because when you do see good goaltenders, shots that may find a way against goaltenders that are from the middle back, you have to be much better. You have to get closer. You have to do different things in order to be good goaltenders, right?
Well, it's about moving the puck. I mean, when you get goalies going side to side, they become a lot more opportunities to get the puck through them. And I think, you know, the goalies we're going to see tonight, if they see the puck, they're going to stop it. So we got to make sure we take away eyes. We have traffic in front of them. And we talk about the Royal Road of hockey, Chad. So it's the area between the two posts that extends up to the top of the circle. If you can move the puck across that and shoot it quickly, your chances of scoring go up significantly. And we talked a lot about that this week, is we have to make goalies move, especially the good goalies we're going to be seeing here the second half of the year.
And finally, you'd said it before the start that a sixth of your season was going to be in this five-day stretch, like 17%, and now a chance to go through it perfectly. For tonight, again, it's still 4 out of 5 games, and obviously, you know, you got yesterday off, but it's still that challenge to finish this off and really feel good about on the way home.
Well, I think the guys understand that. I mean, they've talked about it. We don't, as a coaching staff, like, you know, I get my stats from you, Chad, you know, on how we're doing. I was telling, you know, a couple of my friends that live out of town, like, I'm just on to the next game, like, whatever the next game is. But our guys have talked about it, so they understand the importance of how well they've played and what's at stake. And I think as a coach, when you get to release that to them and they understand it, hopefully that means that they'll be prepared and ready to go tonight.
Good luck tonight.
Thanks, Chad.
Coach of the Wausau West Warriors, B.J. Brandt, will come back, get you set for the opening faceoff. This is Warrior Hockey on 98.9 WXCO.
more than 60 years, Sun Printing has been Central Wisconsin's commercial printer of choice due to their commitment to quality, creative solutions, and dedicated service. Sun Printing's team offers you a wide spectrum of services, whether you need vehicle graphics, offset, digital, large format, graphic design, or mailing. They print everything under the sun. No project is too big or too small, so give Sun Printing a call at 845-4911 or visit them online at sunprinting.com.
What's your idea of winter fun? It's hitting the trails after a fresh snowfall and you're thinking new snowmobile. It's time to call CCU. That's Clover Belt Credit Union, the leader in financing fun. If you're thinking new four-wheel drive vehicle to get you to the downhill slopes or the cross-country trails, it's time to call CCU. That's Clover Belt Credit Union, the leader in financing fun. Quick, easy loan applications, friendly lenders, and great rates make CCU the lending leader in financing fun. If your idea of winter fun isn't in the snow, maybe hitting the highway in a new motorhome is the way to go. Just give CCU a call. Financing for motorhomes and winter getaways. When you think fun, think Clover Belt Credit Union. What are you waiting for? Life's too short and winter's too long. Call CCU for your great rate financing. Dial 715-842-5693 or apply online or from your smartphone. That's Clover Belt Credit Union. Local lenders lending local money. Keeping our community strong.
Thanks to the Wausau West Athletic